WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news. The long hunt is over for an escaped murderer in Pennsylvania. We found out about a half an hour ago police had finally captured Danilo Cavalcante near Pottstown. That's about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia. He shimmied his way up two walls and out of a Chester County jail 13 days ago. CBS Philadelphia's Janelle Burrell has been watching images of his arrest.
He is handcuffed. He has two heavily armed law enforcement officers holding his arms there, and a number of law enforcement officers escorting him into, it looks like, a heavily armored truck before they take him from the scene here.
Live shots showed Cavalcante wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt before officers cut it off to search for possible weapons. He'd stolen a .22 caliber rifle from a homeowner's garage Monday. Reporter Brandon Goldner.
A lot of people we've seen out here who are bystanders who have been following this story are excited to hear about Cavalcante being captured. According to what our sources are telling us, it's definitely, again, a much more relaxed atmosphere. This has been a situation that has really caused a lot of stress.
Police are holding a news conference in half an hour. Americans were paying more for gas as the summer season wound down, and it pushed inflation up in August. The Consumer Price Index rose 3.7% from a year ago. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is primarily due to energy prices. Just think about crude oil, which has jumped from $70 in late June to a recent high of over $88 a barrel.
In Siberia today, Vladimir Putin welcoming Kim Jong-un as the Russian and North Korean leaders met for several hours. Analysts say Putin wants more weapons for the war in Ukraine. Kim, more economic aid. The official death toll has now topped 5,100 in flooding that's devastated a city in eastern Libya. Correspondent Vicky Barker from the Foreign Desk.
Rescue workers from the Red Crescent lay black plastic sheeting on the ground, ready for the next body. More than 5,300 have been retrieved in Derna alone. 10,000 people remain missing. Entire neighborhoods swept away when two dams failed in Storm Daniel's fury. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
New Englanders bracing for the possibility of new flooding as Hurricane Lee spins toward the northeast. John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center.
If you have interests or you live in coastal New England, generally from southeastern Massachusetts up through Maine, you got to keep an eye on this one.
S&P futures up one, Dow futures ahead 17. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
eBay Motors.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to a WUWM report, a new project from the Wisconsin Medical Society, Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Nurses Association is seeking to address racial disparities in healthcare for pregnant women. Nationwide data shows black women are three times more likely to die in childbirth and post-pregnancy and face much higher rates of postpartum depression. Medical professionals have cited inconsistencies in access to quality healthcare as a main cause and are seeking to address those issues through a pilot program and grant funding. According to the Wisconsin Law Journal, a lawsuit is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block the potential impeachment proceedings of newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, arguing that removing her from office would invalidate the constitutional rights of the Wisconsinites that voted for her. The lawsuit was filed directly with the Supreme Court on Monday, as Wisconsin Republican lawmakers float the potential of impeaching Justice Protasiewicz for comments made regarding the state's electoral districts during her campaign. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about five minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Get you up, get you going on a Wednesday morning, 9:07 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've got 48 degrees in Eau Claire and 41 degrees in Amory. And just before the break, I was going over a story in The Guardian, actually an opinion piece about our state, about what's going on here in Wisconsin. And the headline in this opinion piece by Andrew Gawthorpe says, "What Republicans are doing to Wisconsin is a warning sign to all Americans. The state is so gerrymandered that Republicans can lose the popular vote and still win supermajorities. Now they want to impeach a liberal justice before she's even ruled on a single case." And in this opinion piece, it mentioned that Robin Voss, Speaker of the State Assembly, explained the state's gerrymandered maps and said that they're fair because if you took Madison and Milwaukee out of the state election formula, Republicans would have a clear majority. So what's that mean? Just don't let people in Madison and Milwaukee vote? Well, obviously, Madison and Milwaukee are the parts of the state with the largest concentration of non-white voters and Democrats in general. So this opinion piece says that Voss has revealed what the Wisconsin gerrymander is really about. It's about race, according to this opinion piece in The Guardian. And the piece went on and said how this is something that's been done for quite a while in a number of states around the United States, and even the fact that Tim Michaels, who ran for governor last year, said that if he was elected, Republicans in Wisconsin would never lose another election. It's all about the maps, right? If you skew the maps just right, even though people don't vote for you, you could still maintain your power. And I was to the point in this opinion piece where it says Republicans' plan to impeach Janet Protasiewicz is nakedly hypocritical. They argue that Janet Protasiewicz, who received Democratic campaign donations, cannot give unbiased rulings in gerrymandering cases, despite the fact that numerous other Wisconsin state Supreme Court justices, including Republicans, have also received party donations and ruled on cases with political implications. Their plan also bends Democratic norms in this case by impeaching Protasiewicz and then simply leaving her in limbo, legally unable to hear cases, because the plan wouldn't actually formally kick her from office. It denies the state's Democratic governor the opportunity to replace her with another liberal. Democrats are fighting back, but their chances of success hinge on their ability to convince Republicans in the gerrymandered assembly to do the right thing. What are the chances of that? As Wisconsin goes, so goes America. Although sometimes referred to as a moderate state, it is more accurate to view Wisconsin as one very conservative state and one very liberal state jammed together. The fact that it is narrowly divided between the two parties is precisely why Republicans have resorted to constitutional and political skullduggery to give themselves an unfair advantage. The same is true of many other states and indeed of America as a whole. What happens in Wisconsin is a crucial test of whether the most brazen attempts to turn competitive elections into uncompetitive one-party control will fly. This challenge will remain whether Trump goes to jail or not. Wisconsin Republicans were some of the most fervent backers of Trump's own undemocratic actions, but they needed no lessons from him in how to suppress the will of the people. The Republican Party's belief in its own God-given right to rule and that of its white rural electorate found its most dangerous expression in Trump's attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. But it long predated him. It will outlive him unless it is chastened by accountability and defeat at every turn. All eyes are now on Wisconsin and Janet Protasiewicz to see if it will be. Good luck, Your Honor. A piece by Andrew Gawthorp. He is a historian of the United States at Leiden University. He hosts a podcast called America Explained and writes a newsletter with the same name. So it's interesting to see how others around the world view what's going on in Wisconsin. It's like, did you have any idea that our state was in the spotlight as it is? It makes sense to me. It's interesting to see, and especially now that we're getting this information that Robin Voss may be backing off of this impeachment idea. Impeachment seems to be the weapon of choice right now among Republicans. As you probably heard, Republicans in Washington announced yesterday that they want to impeach Joe Biden. They're not sure what for yet, but they say it has something to do with his business dealings. Evidently, they're going to come up with a reason. But a backstory on that is something I found here in the New York Times. Would it surprise you to know that Donald Trump is behind the impeachment by the Republicans? or at least the impeachment talk. And in fact, it's not just him, but it seems like Marjorie Taylor Greene had a pretty big hand in that announcement that was made yesterday by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This headline from the New York Times says Trump has been privately encouraging Republican lawmakers to impeach Biden. The former president has talked regularly with members of the House Freedom Caucus and other congressional Republicans who pushed for impeachment. And there's a picture of Donald Trump with his MAGA hat on, Make America Great Again. And at his side, whispering in his ear, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And the caption under the picture says, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she told former President Donald Trump that she wanted the impeachment inquiry to be, quote, long and excruciatingly painful for Joe Biden. That's her opinion. She wants an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden to be long and excruciatingly painful for the president. And this piece was just posted this morning at New York Times. It says here, on a sweeping patio overlooking the golf course at his private club in Bedminster, New Jersey, former President Donald Trump dined on Sunday night with a close political ally, Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was a chance for the former president to catch up with the hard right Georgia congresswoman. But over halibut and Diet Cokes, Ms. Greene brought up an issue of considerable interest to Trump, the push by House Republicans to impeach his likely opponent in next year's election. Quote, I did brief him on the strategy that I want to see laid out with impeachment, Ms. Greene said in a brief phone interview. Mr. Trump's dinner with Ms. Greene came just two nights before Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced his decision on Tuesday to order the opening of an impeachment inquiry into President Biden under intense pressure from his right flank. Over the past several months, Trump has kept a close watch on House Republicans' momentum toward impeaching Biden. Trump has talked regularly by phone with members of the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus and other congressional Republicans who pushed for impeachment, according to a person close to Trump who is not authorized to publicly discuss the conversations. Trump has encouraged the effort both privately and publicly. Ms. Greene, who has introduced articles of impeachment against Biden, said she told Trump that she wanted the impeachment inquiry to be long and excruciatingly painful for Joe Biden. She would not say what Trump said in response, but she said her ultimate goal was to have a long list of names, people whom she claimed were co-conspirators involved in Biden family crimes. She said she was confident Trump would win back the White House in 2024 and that she wanted, quote, to go after every single one of them and use the Department of Justice to prosecute them. Revenge much? Retribution? It's interesting to see what Republican politics has come to. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. It's a short one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Jesus cried, wept and died. I guess it went up to heaven. I've been downtown such a long, long time. I'll never make it home by 7. Won't you come and take me home? I've been too long at the fair. And Lord, I just can't stand it anymore. I went down to Jason's, walked to my, but I never knew what laughing was till you walked out the door. Won't you come and take me home? I've been too long at the fair. Lord, I just can't stand it anymore. I don't know who made the highway. I guess that's just my pride. But I have heard the Prince of Darkness on his charger ride.
Wednesday morning music from Bonnie Raitt. We've got 48 degrees in Eau Claire, 41 in Amory, and I've been kind of amazed at how many stories I'm finding from outside of our state about our state. Many different journalistic magazines, newspapers, news sources, taking a look at Wisconsin. And just amazed by what's going on here and how Republicans can have a map that is so gerrymandered that they maintain these super majorities, even though they don't get the majority of votes. I just came across a story in Esquire. This is by Charles Pierce, who you may have heard of, well-known journalist. It says Wisconsin Republicans have reached new heights of performative reasonability. The fight against gerrymandering has produced enough bad faith to set off a crusade. And Charles Pierce says the Republican majorities in the Wisconsin legislature apparently have decided that being an obvious national disgrace
is not a good exercise in branding. When they threatened to impeach newly elected state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, thereby depriving the voters of Wisconsin the liberal majority on that bench that they had overwhelmingly voted for, the Republicans found themselves beset by scorn and vitriol from all points of the compass. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss got caught in this deluge without his hazmat suit. So on Tuesday, yesterday, with its ludicrously gerrymandered election maps looking down the barrel of said liberal majority, Voss proposed a classic Republican compromise. In this case, his idea was to allow the allegedly bipartisan State Legislative Bureau to draw new maps, which of course would be subject to the approval of the ludicrously gerrymandered legislature. It took Governor Tony Evers approximately 3 nanoseconds to reject the whole idea. Then they have an excerpt in here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which says Evers said he did not trust Republicans to engage in a nonpartisan map-making process. Quote, a legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, or fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. And I'm not going to participate in enabling Republicans in the legislature to keep trying to use and abuse their power to control the outcome of our elections, end quote. This Republican gimmick designed to short-circuit state lawsuits against the current maps is said to be modeled on a system at work in Iowa. Democrats in that state are keeping a wary eye on the system, but the maps produced by the new mechanism passed the legislature easily. In Wisconsin, of course, the fight against gerrymandering has produced enough bad faith to set off a crusade. The Iowa model depends on both sides at least pretending to honor a fair process. In Wisconsin, as Governor Evers put it, there is no earthly reason for the Democrats in the legislature to trust the grotesquely unbalanced Republican majority on anything, but especially not on redistricting. A week ago, they were threatening to impeach Protasiewicz before she'd heard any cases. Now, we have this exercise in performative reasonability designed to maintain a status quo that deserves every drop of derision and vitriol that has fallen on it since Wisconsin lost control of its soul. That piece by Charles Pierce in Esquire, esquire.com. 927, almost 928. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Special Report. A convicted murderer is finally in custody in Pennsylvania. 13 days after he escaped, police caught up with Danilo Cavalcante about 45 minutes west of Philadelphia today. KYWTV's Janelle Burrell.
Cavalcante, he escaped the Chester County prison where he was serving a life sentence without parole for murdering his ex-girlfriend right in front of their children. And it has brought terror and fear to so many families and communities across the region with him. him on the run. There were multiple sightings, that perimeter changing throughout the days, but finally coming to this conclusion here this morning with Cavalcante in custody.
Live footage showed the Brazilian native being led across a parking lot in handcuffs, wearing a gray Philadelphia Eagles sweatshirt. Adjunct Professor Keith Taylor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
He had some disadvantages. That he didn't have anybody helping him, so he was clearly out on his own.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has rejected a surprise plan from Republicans in the state legislature that would have the legislature approve new maps drawn by nonpartisan staff. Governor Evers called the plan bogus, claiming it's a last-ditch effort for Republicans to control Wisconsin's electoral map. The bill states the maps could not be drawn to favor a party or incumbent legislator, but the nonpartisan staff would be chosen and approved by the legislature. Another Wisconsin Republican has entered the race to unseat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Trumbull County Board Supervisor Stacy Klein filed to run for Senate yesterday and is expected to make a formal announcement later this week. Klein will have a Republican primary face-off with Rajani Ravindran, a 40-year-old college student and chair of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point College Republicans. In 2018, Senator Baldwin was re-elected to the Senate by over 10 percentage points. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Money, I tell you what I do. Go down town.
music from the Steve Miller Band, 9:34 on this Wednesday morning, 52 degrees up in Hayward and 53 degrees in La Crosse right now. And speaking of buying a Mercury, you probably heard that the UAW, the United Auto Workers, may be going out on strike, striking against the big three automakers. And let me ask you this, do you belong to a labor union at your place of employment? Are labor unions important? I would say definitely yes. You know, labor unions have had a long history in this country of fighting for the rights of workers, fighting for better pay, better working conditions. And some people have been led to believe that all unions are corrupt or there's a problem with unions, and that if you bring a union into your place of employment, that in the end you'll be sorry because you'll have to pay money every year to support the union, and the unions are corrupt and that money just goes to waste, and that you'll be better off not even joining the union. But don't believe that stuff. Unions have been the way that American workers have moved forward. And even if you don't belong to a union, there are advantages to having unions fighting for higher wages, even though you might not be directly affected when somebody or when unions fight for higher wages and then get the higher wages and the better working conditions. That's good for all workers, because then those other companies that don't have union employees have to step up and provide better working conditions and higher wages at their businesses, right? I have a note here from the AFL-CIO. It says, unions begin with you. When working people come together, they make things better for everyone. Joining together in unions enables workers to negotiate for higher wages and benefits and improve conditions in the workplace. There are millions of union members in America from all walks of life. These individuals know that by speaking up together, you can accomplish more than you could on your own. That just makes sense, right? Well, you know, these UAW workers are negotiating with the three big automakers in this country, Ford and General Motors and Stellantis, which is what's left of the Chrysler Dodge Jeep company. And there may be a strike, but if there is a strike, the outcome will probably be better for all of us. And one guy that's been working on behalf of unions and fighting for union workers and just the working person in general, of course, is Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, a guy that has long supported unions and similar to the president, right? President Biden has been a long supporter of unions. And in fact, Bernie Sanders just released a message about this possibility of a strike and why it's so important to support the UAW workers. And I believe we have that queued up. Let's go ahead and play that piece.
Thank you all very much for joining me to discuss a very important and timely issue. In the United States today, at a time of unprecedented income and wealth inequality, weekly wages for the average American worker are actually lower than they were 50 years ago after adjusting for inflation. Quite unbelievable. And that means that despite a massive increase in worker productivity, despite CEOs now making nearly 400 times more than what their employees earn, despite record-breaking corporate profits, dividends, and stock buybacks, the average American worker in many respects is worse off economically today than he or she was 50 years ago. That morally grotesque and growing inequality is exactly what has been occurring in the automobile industry for decades. This time, however, under new union leadership, the members of the UAW are fighting back. If the big three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, do not provide reasonable contracts to address long-standing inequities in the industry, there will be a strike. And all of us should support the strikers. The UAW members will be fighting not only for themselves, but against a corporate culture of arrogance, cruelty, and selfishness, which is causing massive and unnecessary pain for the majority of working families throughout our country. Their fight against corporate greed is our fight. Their victory will resonate all across the economy, impact millions of workers from coast to coast, and help create a more just and equitable economy. What are some of the issues that are pushing UAW members to strike? At the top of the list is the extraordinary level of corporate greed shown by the industry leaders. In the first half of 2023, the big three automakers made a combined $21 billion in profits, up 80% from the same time period last year. Over the past decade, these same companies made more than $250 billion in profits in North America alone. Last year, the big three spent $9 billion not to improve the lives of their workers, not to make their factories safer, but on stock buybacks and dividends to make their wealthy executives and stockholders even richer. Further, while many of their workers are struggling to survive financially, last year, and it's important that we hear this, last year the CEO of General Motors made $29 million in total compensation. The CEO of Ford raked in nearly $21 million, and the CEO of Stellantis received over $25 million in total compensation. Incredibly, over the last 4 years, CEO pay at the big three auto companies has increased by more than 40%. Meanwhile, while the CEOs and stockholders in the auto industry make out like bandits, doing phenomenally well, the workers who build the vehicles earn totally inadequate wages and over the last several decades have fallen further and further behind. There was once a time when a union job in the automobile industry was the gold standard for the working class of this country. Those days, sadly, are long gone. The average starting wage at the big three today is around $17 an hour, less than a number of non-union auto plants around the country. The top wage is $32.32 an hour. Unbelievably, over the last 20 years, and maybe this is the most important point, over the last 20 years, the average wage for American auto workers has declined by 30% after adjusting for inflation. The reality is that automakers at the big three are earning less today than they did 15 years ago. What the UAW is fighting for is not radical. It is the totally reasonable demand that auto workers who have made enormous financial sacrifices over the past 40 years finally receive a fair share of the record-breaking profits that their labor has generated. What does that mean? It means that if the big three can afford to give a pay raise of more than 40% to their CEOs, they should be able to provide the same type of pay raise for the auto workers who make their products. And let's be clear, while decent wages are a key demand for the UAW, there are other important contract changes that the union has proposed. The union, quite appropriately, wants to get rid of the two-tier system on which new workers earn lower wages and receive less generous benefits than others doing the same exact work. They want to end the use of temporary workers who are ruthlessly exploited and treated like second-class citizens. They want to make sure that all auto workers receive a decent pension plan and retiree health benefits so that they can retire with the respect and the dignity they deserve. They want to make sure that auto workers have the right to strike when the big three announces that they will be shutting down a plant. Over the past 20 years, the big three automakers have shut down 65 factories and shipped tens of thousands of jobs overseas, where they can pay workers starvation wages with little or no benefits. The union also wants to make sure that as the industry proposes to build 10 new electric vehicle battery plants, that the workers in these plants become part of the UAW and receive the same wages and benefits as union members. As we transition away from fossil fuels and move toward electric vehicles in the fight to combat climate change, the UAW wants to make sure that the green jobs of the future are good-paying union jobs. The CEOs of the Big Three and their masters on Wall Street have got to understand that they cannot have it all. Decade after decade, their greed has decimated the middle class, hollowed out communities throughout our country, and caused massive economic suffering for the working class. These CEOs have created a destructive race to the bottom in a global quest for cheap labor and lax environmental standards. Enough is enough. Let us stand together, put an end to corporate greed, and start rebuilding our struggling middle class. Let us stand in solidarity with the UAW and create an economy that works for all of us, not just the privileged few. Thank you very much.
Yep, that's Bernie Sanders telling it like it is. Let's support the unions, support the UAW in this case. And it does, again, seem like when you boil things down, get down to the nitty-gritty, it seems like it is workers, the working class, the middle class, versus the corporations and the billionaires. Which side are you on? Battle lines have been drawn. This UAW strike could happen tomorrow night. There's some talk that the leaders of the UAW, the union, are considering targeted strikes at a small number of factories of those three automakers instead of a widespread strike, hoping that that will continue to keep talks going. And we do have to take a break, so stick around. If you have an opinion on anything that we're talking about today, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A little patchy fog right away this morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65 today. Our wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 43. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 77. Then on Thursday night into Friday, a cold front will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high on Friday near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wait till you
What a jam! That's Chicago. Going back to the beginning of their career, those first three Chicago albums were unbelievable when they came out. Real rock and roll, jazz, fusion. And then something happened to the band, and they decided to write love songs. But anyway, those first three Chicago albums still on my list of some of the greatest albums of all time. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:55 right now. And we do have 53 degrees in La Crosse. It's 52 in Richland Center. And wanted to play some Chicago today because it is the birthday of the bass player, Peter Cetera, the original bass player from those early days. Easily heard on that particular piece, 25 or 6 to 4. Him and guitar player Terry Kath going at it is a jam. Hey, welcome back to the show. And one thing I want to get to before we wrap things up for today. Have you heard about what happened to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert over the weekend, Sunday night? And she got kicked out of a theater for her behavior. And I don't know if you've ever seen Lauren Boebert or if you know what she looks like, but she seems to often have a scowl on her face, like she is mad at the world. Very rarely have I seen her smile. And when she does, it's one of those nervous kind of smiles where she just shows her teeth and then just as quickly that smile goes away. But evidently she got kicked out of a theater in Denver at a performance of Beetlejuice, a Broadway show which was making its way across the country. It says here the Colorado congresswoman was reportedly combative with staff and threatened to contact Denver's mayor in retaliation. And the reason why they were asking her to leave, she was reportedly vaping, causing a disturbance, and using her phone in ways that elicited multiple complaints from audience members. And as she was being thrown out of the theater, she was giving them those responses that you would expect from someone like her, saying things like, do you know who I am? And telling them that she's on the board of the theater and that she's going to be contacting the mayor. There is video evidence of this online. You can find the video tape. I guess it's not tape anymore, but you can find the video of the congresswoman being kicked out of the Denver performance of Beetlejuice on Sunday night. And it's worth checking out if you enjoy seeing things like that. But does it surprise you that she caused a disturbance in the theater, was asked to leave, and then caused a bigger disturbance on the way out of the theater? Yeah, doesn't surprise me, but sometimes that's what you expect from people like Lauren Boebert. Hey, we've run out of time already. I can't even believe it, but thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a great day. Do something nice for someone today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. This is where I belong.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.